It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. We'll finish out the program here on KSL News Radio at the top of the hour. Turn things over to the greenhouse on what I'm sure is going to be a busy weekend on the phones for Maria and Tom. But I have learned, when you get a window of opportunity with this guy, you don't dally because he's on to the next thing. You're actually Roger Eggett, by the way, from Bear River Lodge, the sponsor of this program. You're standing in the parking lot of the cabins getting ready to send off the last of the snowmobiles, huh?
I am. I don't know. You might be able to hear the sleds. We've got 8 machines running down the hill right now towards the fishing pond. The last snowmobiles of the season going out this morning.
Let me just ask you something. I remember snowmobiling with you. This was a while ago, years ago. But this time of year can be a little tricky with the snow conditions. Do you have to be a better rider to ride in the springtime, particularly this late?
You have to be patient. So the problem is they overheat this time of year because this, you know, the heat exchangers are in the tunnels and they remain cool by kicking snow up on the track. But if the snow's frozen, like it is this morning, it won't kick up on the track. There's no new powder. Then this afternoon, it'll get slushy, and they'll sink and get stuck, and we call it a season.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember from that day, it was memorable, obviously, because we're talking about it. But memorable may be in a couple of ways that was not intended. We dug out quite a bit that day.
Yeah, when the snow melts in this time of year and gets slushy, you can sink right to the bottom. Yeah. So it's like riding in a Slurpee.
Tell me about this group.
It's a corporate retreat, which, you know, it's wonderful. That's why they had a book for today, and they were coming no matter what. But it's a construction company, and they're bringing some of their guys and some of their customers and just a big group. And that's what we're trying to do is get big groups up here because these new 7-bedroom cabins are beautiful.
Yeah, that's a perfect transition to a conversation for a couple of minutes here, and that is how companies now are using this as a team-building exercise where, again, and we mentioned this when you're with a big family for a family reunion or something, you have areas where you can gather and be close enough, but if you're with coworkers, sometimes you want to have some separation. These cabins are plenty big for that, too.
Yes, we have designed this now to host big groups, and that's what we're – but, you know, we have small families. I just talked to a family up from Harriman. They're here with 2 little kids, and they've been here all week. So whether it's a small family or you have a group of 100 people, we can accommodate you. And we have enough machines to send you out. And, you know, the forest is just so fun to explore and to go out on snowmobiles or side-by-sides or ATVs or dirt bikes. It's just fun to get out there.
Pull back the curtain a little bit. What does that look like in the transition time for you guys, both at the cabins and for Trax, as you're making that transition? Because in some cases, you're pulling the Trax off of these side-by-sides, aren't you?
Yes. Well, actually, the ones with Trax on, we sell them directly with the Trax on. We have the other ones already delivered with Will. So this morning, I brought up 3 more side-by-sides. And I'm looking over the parking lot. We have about a dozen side-by-sides up here right now. We have 2-passenger, 4-passenger, 6-passenger. And you go out and you play, but once again, you got to be patient because you're going to go out and you're going to hit the snow line and you're going to get stuck. And if you want to play in the snow, go for it. But you might get stuck in the snow. But it's a goofy time of year, but it's fun to get out there. And guess what? On my way in this morning, I saw some moose. So the animals are starting to move back into the forest.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and you'll get closer than you thought you might otherwise with one of these machines, whether it is a snowmobile or, in this case, a side-by-side. Anything new in the side-by-side technology this year and what they're offering?
You know, it's pretty much the same as last year, I would guess. You know, they're good machines now. They've really figured out how to make these machines work, and they're wonderful machines.
I would guess you're still using all the Can-Ams, aren't you?
Yes, we have about 40 Can-Ams. And they're, like I said, 2-passenger, 4-passenger, 6-passenger.
And what's the big one called?
The Defender. We call it the Defender Max. Max just means it has 2 rows of seats. So that one's my favorite with the grandkids. because it has bench seats. I can throw all the grandkids in there.
Well, and that's the other point I want to make, because every time we have some time to talk, we always mention the reason why you started this whole crazy business is to create family memories. And some people might look at it, and please don't think these side-by-sides are like the old three-wheelers, the ATVs from the past, because there are some horror stories to tell about the old technology. But these are so safe. It's like putting your kid, and you can even put it, it's like putting your kid in the back seat of your car. You can even use a car seat for a smaller child.
We do use car seats. You know, they all have seat belts, and especially these ones with the snow tracks on, they have heaters, they have air conditioners. They all have seat belts now. It's just fun to get out and explore on these because they are so comfortable, and you can go a long ways. You can go probably 100 miles in a day and go see a lot of the forest in a day.
I don't want to assume somebody was listening last week when we were talking about some of the deals you have in the shoulder season, but you do offer some deals right now for people that want to start making plans.
Yes, we do. So right now, this corporate retreat came up, rent one, get one free. So on all their snow machines today, they paid for one, they got one free. So from now till May 23rd, on all the cabins, all the side-by-sides, you rent a day or a night, you get the second night or second day on the machine free. So come up and explore. The next month is going to be an awesome time to be up here. You can do it at half price.
Well, and I don't want people to miss out on opportunities for major holidays like Memorial Day, but people are saying, yeah, that's a ways off. My guess is you're already booking up.
Yeah, we're about 50% booked right now for Memorial Day. So as it gets closer, people will start thinking, all right, let's get outside and play. And they'll check the weather and check the calendars, and we'll fill up. But Memorial kicks off the summer season for us, and it's just a wonderful time to be out here.
You going riding with this group today or no?
No, Tim, I went 2 days ago, and it wore me out. I need about 3 more days to recover.
I'm actually good. I'm glad to hear that, because you have been known in the past to try and keep up or have to do the business 2 days after taking a personal ride, and it never turns out well.
Yeah, I need the day off. I'm going to hang out here and just do some work.
That sounds like a good idea to me. All right, Roger, have a good weekend up there. And if people want more information, where do they find you online?
Go to BearRiverLodge.com. Check it all out and then come up and see us.
The best of the best. Thank you, sir.
Have a great week.
You too. We'll take a break here. As I mentioned, this is the time of year when all of the phones, and let me just count the lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 lines of the studio. All of them get lit at greenhouse time in the spring, because your flower beds, growing areas, grass all look like mine, and you need some expert advice. Ton standing by. Ton Bettis, Maria Chaleos coming up next with the greenhouse. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back with you Monday morning starting at 5. Amanda Dixon will be here with us, of course, for Utah's Morning News. Have a great weekend in the outdoors with these perfect temperatures.